I heard you are working on a new book.
That's right. I've been working on it for over 3 years.
3 years? I'm surprised you never mentioned it before.
I didn't want to say anything until I was sure it would be published.
Published? You mean it's finished already?
Yes. In fact, it will hit shelves next month.
Congratulations.
Question. Which of the following describes the man? (37)
Are you working on your tan again?
Yes, I love the sun. I can't get enough of it.
But don't you think all that sun exposure could be damaging your skin?
I'm not worried about it. I use special lotion to protect my skin.
Still, too much sun is not a good thing.
Thanks for the advice. Now please, move out of the way. You're blocking the sun.
Question. How does the woman seem to feel about the man's suggestion? (38)
Did you hear what happened?
No, but you seem upset. Is everything okay?
No, it's not. Jack claims that I broke the copy machine, but it wasn't me. He told the boss it was my fault.
You know what? I was there when the copy machine broke. It was Jack who did it.
Really? Will you tell the boss?
Don't worry. I will definitely back you up.
Question. What will the man tell the boss? (39)
Are you ready for the new semester?
I'm more than ready. I'm going to be at the top of the class this year.
Really? Why do you say that?
I've been doing a lot of exercises to boost my brain and improve my memory.
Wow! Where did you learn such techniques?
On the internet. There are lots of websites you can use.
Question. How does the woman seem to think the brain exercises will help her? (40)
Are you going to join us for tomorrow's celebration?
What celebration? This is the first I've heard about it.
Oh, that's right. You are American. Perhaps you didn't know that tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day here in Canada.
Is it? It's a lot earlier than the American Thanksgiving.
That's because we are up north and it gets colder much earlier in the year.
How interesting. Well, I'd definitely love to join you.
Question. Based on the conversation, where is the man from?